Shut up and breathe
more popcorn.
Shut up and breathe
more popcorn.
Waka waka, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Shut Up and Refill My Popcorn. Extra Butterfeed. What's popping? Should we do this another take or what? If you couldn't tell by now, I'm joined by Yankabilly. What's popping, Yankabilly? AKA
Not
the Hitman.
Not much. Another glorious week, another beautiful day. I'm not dead. How are you, Joey?
Same. I have not perished, thank the Lord. And you mentioned my Batman shirt. If y'all are watching this on video, check out that classic Batman logo.
I love the Batman 66. I think I love it better than Vince and R.D. Reynolds with their show. I would like to challenge them one day on their show knowledge. They talk about the episode, you know, what they do. But they really don't go too in-depth like they really can. Like the Catholic Society League that they had there, telling Robin that he literally had to medicate himself to shrink his wee-wee.
Whoa.
Because it was too much of a bulge.
Because he was too much of a boy wonder. Dun,
pretty
dun,
much.
Dun.
And all right, well, you wonder what boy was packing when you watch that show.
Don't leave Burt Ward alone with Catwoman. Meow. So, oh God. Here we are. Glengarry Ross?
Who?
I don't know. You were saying something. Is there a delay? Are you intentionally fucking up my intros and my outros and my intro?
There is a delay. It's about 1.5 seconds.
Okay. So I'll wait 1.5 seconds. Chug that fucking beer. Drink that shit.
No chug.
God dang it. It's going to be one of those parties, y'all. It's going to be one of those parties. So anyways.
It will be.
As you've heard on What's Popping before, we kind of discuss random things here and there. You, with it being May the 4th, as of this recording, we're going to get into some Star Wars talk. But since you mentioned Batman, and we had a discussion some time ago, about a week or so ago, about you'd seen the film. I had already done my record. I already discussed it with JJ Claxton. Go and check out that episode on the main feed. I feel the movie was good because it's dark detective meets Seven, then they have the superhero element. But we'll get into a second, but like you said, Batman 66, almost TV cartoony, almost made for kids. Made for, because I grew up watching the reruns and there was no problem with watching it.
As did I.
We watched it. So when I was younger, the Batman 89 came out. Batman Returns was in theaters. And we all know how the story is with that one. Batman Returns was marketed so much for kids. It was in McDonald's. It was in Happy Meals. It's Batman. Hey, kid friendly. It was Tim Burton at his best. I enjoyed it growing up. I didn't see no problem in it.
I enjoyed it too.
Find out until later that he was basically canned from the third film. And now we're in this limbo of what might have been Tim Burton's third Batman film. Almost like, why were we deprived? Why were we given bat nipples instead? So, quick, your rundown of the Batman 2022 Robert Pattinson film. Shoot.
Okay.
I'm going to time you.
Pattinson wasn't that bad. No. Honestly, he really wasn't. A lot of people had a lot of misconceptions. A lot of people were holding it to the standard of movies like you mentioned for Batman. This I did like. I did not mind that it was 3 hours. I was actually happy it was 3 hours. Okay. That's what a film should be. It should be long. Not 80 minutes, 90 minutes of bullshit, and then you leave the theater and you're screwed out of $25, $30. I enjoyed the three-hour time frame. However, there was a lot of dead, useless space in it. I understand how they were trying to tell that story. There was not enough of Bruce Wayne being Bruce Wayne. It was Bruce Wayne trying not to be noticed as Batman. Just not enough Bruce Wayne. Was not hardly any recollection of what made that young Bruce Wayne into Batman. They could have mentioned League of Shadows. They could have mentioned a lot of things. This was basically Batman Year One, to pretty much sum it up. That type of a Batman, a young Batman, a not as advanced Batman, not as physically advanced or mentally advanced Batman. That's why in the beginning scene when he was taking on those Joker-like thugs, he was getting beat up a bit. If that was older, more grizzled Batman, let's say the Frank Miller type, he would have hardly got hit. If he did, he wouldn't have like sold for the punch, and he would have twisted all of their backs, so to speak. Too much bullshit with the quick romance on Catwoman. That should have just been, and I hate to use this word because I don't remember what your audience is, but cock tease. It should have been like that throughout the whole movie. Not no kissing, not no quick love story. I did enjoy it, but they could have done a little better story-wise. A little bit better. The action I thought was really well. The characters I enjoyed, except for the Riddler. I love that concept of a Riddler. But why have him like a psycho madman? That's not Riddler. He should have been more, in my view, like Frank Gorshin of Batman 66 series. A little bit weird, cuckoo, maniacal. However his fucking laugh used to be. It could have been more like that, but still have the psycho killer mentality and him in the outfit and all that you've seen in this new Batman movie. They could have went that route. Penguin, I feel, should have been kept for another movie. Instead of being the boss in a nightclub because he's involved with the mafia, blah, 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 blah. That was basically taken from the Gotham series and from the Arkham games, I feel. Okay. But they did very good on the movie itself, the concept, trying to make it like a Year One. But in my view, should have had more Bruce Wayne as Bruce Wayne. And yeah, then him mentally going into Batman. That's about it. Well, it's yeah, another like since, thing that just pissed me off, but I don't know if I can say it or not. If you've seen it, you probably know what it is.
No Batman eating out Catwoman's cookie?
No, it's what she said to him about certain people in Gotham and privilege. That should not have been said in that fucking movie. That really annoyed the fuck out of me.
All right. Well, like, not to get crazy in depth in what you said, but like, me and JJ discussed, like, this is an early Batman. This is a young Batman. Batman is your, if you think about it, the mask is Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is the mask, is the person you want other people to see. The true Bruce Wayne is Batman because that's his, he's out to basically clean up the city in a way. He's out for however he was trained. We'll probably get into it in the second film because they announced they're going to do a second film. But Bruce Wayne the you know, the billionaire playboy. Like, hey, we saw a little bit of it in the Nolan series with Bruce, with Batman Begins, with him, you know, getting in the pool or getting in the water. He bought the restaurant or whatever, and you know, so that's the real mask, in my opinion, is the Bruce Wayne. It's like, hey, everybody, I'm Bruce Wayne. You don't like this restaurant? Cool, I'll sell it or whatever. Like, he's the money, you know, like, okay, this guy can't be Batman. This Batman is a hero. This guy's just a money mark.
He's not there yet
in this film.
Right. Yeah. So this movie, he's not the mindset of the playboy philanthropist.
He's more of the recluse, the you know, like, I'm not gonna come out anymore. I don't wanna meet the people at Wayne Tech.
Like emo Bruce Wayne, you exactly. could pretty much say.
So maybe, like, I think JJ had said, maybe in the future films we'll see that come out, and then, you know, whatever else. Everybody, when you talk about Batman, you got to talk about the Joker. So when they were like, oh, if they make a second movie, who do you think should be the Joker? You think it should be Christian Stewart? And then we get that deleted scene.
Don't even have the fucking Joker. Why? Why do you need the fucking Joker?
The deleted scene that was released after the film release kind of shut everybody up, in a way, in my opinion, because we have this Joker. This Joker is this universe's Joker. Okay, cool. Let's move on to a different villain. He might escape, whatever. But you think they can do Freeze better in this universe? Because we only had one Freeze in the film franchise.
Yes, and they don't have to make it the satirical thing that...
Chill out, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was done... Again, geared towards kids.
Cartooning kids, yeah.
Funny. It doesn't need... The perfect example of Freeze, there's two. One, the animated series. No. Two, the Arkham games. Those are the two perfect Freezes, in my view, that they could take from to make their own Freeze. No. They could do Freeze, Riddler, Poison Ivy. They could do almost every Batman rogue villain. They could do Black Mask wonderful if they wanted.
He wasn't too bad in the Birds of Prey film, but I get what you mean.
Nah, he wasn't. And he wasn't bad in the animated series. He wasn't bad in the Arkham games. Yeah. The only bad portrayal I've seen with him is in the now newly canceled Batwoman on the CW.
I'm gonna be honest. I never watched that one. I watched maybe one or two with the first season with Ruby Rose, and then after the crisis, the what was it? Crisis of Two of Malta, the big crossover film.
Yeah.
I had to catch up. I had to catch up to that, and then I just stopped watching everything, and then. I think I caught up on Flash.
It died, Joey. It died. But
that's just, I'm going to be honest. They started making random ones and this and that. And it's like,
that's what killed it, Joey.
Arrow and Flash was good. Supergirl was all right. I think I finished Supergirl. I don't even know anymore.
And then Flash started going the route of Batwoman, if you know what I'm talking about. Past two seasons, though, they've been on track.
I mean, I like how they brought in the multiverse. They would bring in, oh, this is so-and-so from World 1, World 2. So, like, okay, cool. And then they had that moment where the Flash from the DC universe, the movie universe, met him. And, yeah, if you want to go to Hawaii and beat up some people, do not be a superhero or Harry Potter character.
Yeah.
We're seeing it with Johnny Depp.
There's so much they could have done with Batwoman, Joey. Huge freaking disappointment. And it's such a shame because this past season, they just ended in the mid-season finale. This was the best season, character speaking, story speaking, and now they decide to fucking cancel it. You sons of bitches. But when they're getting less than 300,000 viewers an episode, sometimes less than two, yeah, That's why Flash straightened up its act. More interesting characters, better story. Put some fucking CGI in that shit. You're the Flash.
Yeah.
You know, no effects. That's what was killing Batwoman too. I guarantee you watch the last season of Batwoman when you have time. You're going to say, oh my God, he was right.
I honestly have to watch the first season in full and see, because I've only seen parts.
I know.
I like to start from the beginning too.
Okay, then fine. Start from the beginning.
Yeah.
But then when you hit that last season, you're going to be, holy shit, Mike was right. This was shit up till now. And then they cancel it.
I'm surprised they canceled Legends.
I am too. I really like Legends of Tomorrow, but the past two seasons before this final has been kind of a rope-a-dope, and like you said, a Batwoman. Then again, the last season was fucking great, and then you got the finale.
Why? I really like the
ratings.
The Constantine character, if you remember his show on NBC.
Oh, dude. It just came out again with another Constantine animated special, and it had the Spectre in it.
Dark Justice.
Okay. But it's just Constantine, and he's trapped in limbo somewhere. I'll just leave it at that. It's really fucking good. But yeah, like Constantine, he was fantastic throughout this whole last season. One of the primary fucking characters, and it ended. Why? Just like you said about the first few episodes of Batwoman, it could have been so much more. But when you decide to do shit to kill your viewing audience and you're getting less than 300,000 fucking viewers in an episode, yeah, that's going to happen. And that is why Flash corrected itself. That is also why Supergirl got it ended too. They just, we decided to end it. That's it. No, you got shit ratings.
Yeah.
After Crisis, you wrote stupid shit.
Yeah.
You couldn't make up for it.
I wanted I haven't started the Superman one yet. I want to get into that one. Oh, my God,
fucking Joey. I'm in the
middle. I've seen clips on TikTok and this, and I'm like, okay, cool, yeah.
This past fucking season, this storyline is great because it's kind of like they're introducing you to the Bizarro world.
Yeah.
But it's
Bizarro world.
It's basically a different dimension.
Yeah.
And you're seeing Superman almost like Bizarro, right?
Yeah.
But what that is it's not really that he's Bizarro. He was addicted to kryptonite. On his world, kryptonite's a drug, where on Earth, kryptonite kills.
Hey, so, man, got any more of that kryptonite, son? That's some bomb shit, man. Oh,
you'll see. Trust me. And now the other dimension people like Jonathan and Lana Lane, they're all trying to come to Earth because of something. Superman has to stop it. But the bad Jonathan Kent, who in Bizarro World has superpowers, he looks like
regular.
He looks like the teenage Superboy from the Reign of Superman.
Okay, the old school with the jacket.
Dude, it's fucking great.
Hell yeah.
All I'm going to say is he sets up a trap, and then kryptonite bullets and fragments are pierced into Superman. And that's where I'm left off. I was like, fucking shit.
All right, cool.
Shows should be made. That's how Arrow was at first. Flash was, but it was a little too slow. Don't get fucking canceled.
I don't think they plan on getting canceled. All right. So before we get into our May the 4th Star Wars talk, I want to get a little update on Moon Knight. What do you think of the show so far? How many episodes were in? I think fifth one just dropped today, or the sixth one. Is it a six episode show, or is it?
I think it is only six. So you may be right on what you said in a previous combo, but there's only one way to find out. If we don't see any more after six, then it was six.
So what do you think of it so far? Have you been up to date?
I've seen every episode up until now. I didn't see the newest one.
Yeah, me neither.
It's out already. Didn't see it. I'm waiting until tomorrow. Right. Yeah. I'm waiting until tomorrow. So far, I like now what they're doing. It took me a while to realize he's dead. So he's like stuck in limbo spiritually and mentally. He's in a limbo, and you see his two personalities, and now they're seeing their third personality, which is actually somebody different, but he resembles Moon Knight because that's the familiarity there. So it took me a while to try to gather all that in my head, because I'm sitting there watching, going, "More? You know, what the fuck is this?" And okay, it was explained. You gotta have more Moon Knight in it. Okay, you got Honshu, that's fine. They do show Moon Knight, how he came about, but dude, you got to go all out in this now. Honshu's captured. You're supposedly dead. What the fuck spectacular is going to happen to wake both, to release one, wake up the other? The only issue I have is with the hippo goddess. I forgot the name, but it's the hippo goddess.
Yeah, I don't know her name either.
What the fuck happened to the arms? She's supposed to have the face of a hippo and the arms of a lion. This thing ain't got no fucking arms of a lion. And why the fuck does it sound British? This is the problem I have with all of these types of fucking shows where they're into fucking inject a British fucking person in there because they think it sounds regal and dignified and nice. No, it's fucking dumb. Should speak Egyptian. Egyptian don't really sound like straight up fucking Cockney British or whatever the fuck that dialect is.
What does Egyptian sound like? Shit.
Sound more Arabic than Stephen Regal. See what I'm saying?
True. Yeah.
You know, it sounds more like someone speaking Arabic, but yeah, they're talking English, but with an Arabic accent to it, dialect to it. Sounds more like that than you hearing the Steven character. You know, how Moon Knight talks English one day and then British the other.
Yeah.
It's like that. He should not sound like that guy. Or she should not sound like that guy. Should have more of an Arab twang dialect to it on many pronunciations. And words should sound almost like you're talking to the Pakistani or Arabic guy at a corner deli in New York. See, I'm not going to say Indian because not every Indian owns a bodega. You got Indians and many other Arab people. So it should sound more like them. And just for reference, I even looked up a YouTube video.
How do you speak Egyptian? One class, not Egyptian.
Not technically how to speak Egyptian, but British English to Arabic English translation. So they had a British person and an Egyptian person, both saying the same things. You can hear the clear difference with one Arabic and the other King's British English dialect. That's what it should have been. It's like
I'm still tripping the fuck out how they were able to do the whole night scene with the stars of this thousands of years ago and this and that.
That was cool. That I enjoyed. Yeah. That I enjoyed. You know, like, and it's like
I don't know if it was a meme or something, like how I think it was like a Doctor Strange meme or something. I don't know. But
They better get the accents right, because even when you watch movies with Italian characters, Romans, other people, they sound British.
Because most of them are British.
No.
Romans. What's his name? Who's the fucking guy? Oh. The guy, okay. My chick is barely getting into Sons of Anarchy. Like, literally, she started watching it yesterday. I told her, because she likes Mayans. We started watching Mayans. She's like, "Oh, this is a good show." And I asked her randomly, "Hey, did you ever watch it?" And she's like, "No, not really." Do it. Just watch it. Watch at least one or two episodes. See if you can get into it. She's in there watching. Like, she's already up maybe episode 8 or 9. But so she's getting into that. Jax Teller, the actor, I forget his name. Isn't he British? I think I've heard him with a British accent some time ago.
Well, you can have characters that are American that do British or British that do American. But if you're going to have a movie about Romans, why are you going to have them sound like they're in friggin' London, England? They should sound like they're Italians. And that's the problem. So that'll be the last I speak of that.
All right. Well, let's get into why we're here.
Yes.
May 4, 2022, which has been dubbed Star Wars Day.
And it's not really a Star Wars Day, Joey. It's not.
Okay, Star Wars Dead. Okay, let me get this out of the way because I cannot remember 2005, 2008, anything being May the 4th is Star Wars Day related content. People posting May the 4th, be with you, whatever. I mean, there's always been that picture of Obi-Wan Kenobi looking like Jesus and everybody's grandmother thinking, oh, this Jesus, you know. You know, it's the, like you said earlier, it's always been the joke. May 4th. Ha ha. That's the joke. May 4th. Today, I wasn't as annoyed as I am year after year for the last maybe 10, 12 years or so. By the whole May the 4th, so every it's always redundant. May the 4th, May the 4th, May the 4th, May the 4th be with you. May the 4th. Oh, this. It was always annoying to me. Now, today of all days, you would, oh, great, I must see this shit again. It didn't really annoy me as much. I maybe saw maybe one or two posts. That's about it. I did like the whole Revenge of the 5th because tomorrow's going to be the 5th. That was a cool thing. I like that kind of word deal. But
what's the good if you have a lisp?
May the 5th.
Right. Revenge of the 5th.
But do you think that's not as common as May the 4th because tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo and everybody's going to quote unquote be Mexican?
Yeah. Don't remind me, Joey. Tomorrow's like fake white culture day or whatever it is.
I'm going to get margaritas and get so hammered. Or even what would be worse is if it was like on a Tuesday. Oh my God, Taco Tuesday is Cinco de Mayo. Oh my God, we're going to get wasted and eat tacos. Ha ha ha.
You do that real well, Joey.
I've practiced. I've had, not to give too much information, but tomorrow is my birthday. So it's been brewing in this area I call my head. Some might say it's a small head. Others might say it's a big one. Get it from my daddy. So the floor is yours, brother. The floor is yours. What's the matter? You good?
Yeah.
Did I shock you with my birthday? I'm not asking you for a gift card. Not asking.
No.
Hey, I might even put my Amazon wish list on my website, pull the whole JoJo Feeney thing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe get some gummy worms out the deal. So
you could be better than that, Joey.
I could ask for chicharrones.
You can ask for whatever you want.
Hell yeah.
Doesn't mean you'll get it from everybody, but
that is true. I mean, I did ask my wife for birthday 6 and she just laughed at me.
That's bad, Joey.
I might have worded it differently.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's bad if your own wife refuses you nookie on your birthday. And it's Cinco de Mayo, too.
Well, I kind of suggested a threesome, but that might have been the reason why.
Well, it could be you, your wife, and a bag of chicharrones.
Or me, my left hand, and my right hand. If you're happy and...
Yeah.
This is going very sad sideways. Please fill the dead air.
Yeah. Well, as like you were saying, this just does not feel like a Star Wars day at all. remember years back, like you were saying, Joey, yeah, the joke, may the fourth be with you. And then years later, oh yeah, Revenge of the Fifth, you know, play on words, Revenge of the Sith. You didn't have memes. You just had conversation and a few online jokes and pictures. Then all of a sudden, I think we got what? Star Wars Celebration. I think it was after 2010 at some time. You had some fan conventions or whatnot. After several conventions, you had the actual Star Wars Celebration, celebrated several places in California. Very big convention. Lucasfilm there, Hasbro toy representation there. Everything Star Wars would be at these celebrations. And I think they started sometime 2017, maybe, and then afterward. And they would be relatively fun. You would have many talks of past movies, talks of new movies about to come. If it was, let's say, after 2017, they would talk of the new movies, new animated projects, new toys, video games. And it was so much fun, and having the guest panels, everything that they would talk about. And you'd see on the Star Wars YouTube channel, the actual live streaming of the celebration. And it's been like that pretty much every single year until today. Absolutely nothing talked about or discussed live stream or anything from Celebration. It's as if everything died, Joey, like Star Wars is dead. There's no buzz. There's nothing. There's no movies. There was no panels. There's nothing to discuss. The last good one, even though there was one, a Celebration last year, I think it was Anaheim or something like that. I may be wrong, but it's California.
Isn't that when the Bad Batch? Yeah,
Bad Batch came out last year. They discussed that. But the last biggest one they had was the year before, 2020. Why? Because Rise of Skywalker. That was the talk. You had Battlefront 2, I think. Jedi Fallen Order. You had a lot of Star Wars hype. Now there's nothing, Joey. The only exciting thing today was what? The Kenobi trailer. Okay. Maybe the announcement now of Jedi Fallen Order Part 2, which they're, from what I understand, they're not releasing on PS4. Huge friggin' mistake. That's really it. Nothing else big. Nothing, Joey.
That's crazy.
It's dead. It's dead.
Now, did you see the trailer for Obi-Wan?
Yes, I did.
What do you think? You think it's going to be...
Listen, you're going to get...
Is it going to be Boba Fett? I mean, is it going to be Boba Fett or Mandalorian?
It's going to be neither.
Well, you know what I mean. Like,
I know exactly what you mean. But that's what... Yeah, I was going to get into that. I don't think they're going to make it the... You know, I don't think they're going to call it Kenobi, but yet focus on Ewoks. You see what I'm saying? They're going to stick to the show being Kenobi.
Yeah.
What I fear is Disney making it too Disney-fied, if you know what I mean. Like the past movies have been, the past saga. That's the only thing I fear. However, I look forward to seeing the new Sith initiates, the Inquisitors.
Mm-hmm.
You got several of them. I do enjoy seeing them. We'll see the Grand Inquisitor. Hopefully we'll see the Ninth Sister, Seventh Brother, and yada, 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 and so on. Those I'll enjoy seeing. I want to see that specific scene in the trailer of them putting together Vader. Why? I want to see how it's different than Revenge of the Sith. Because at that point, it's supposed to be almost the same timeline, even though this happens right before A New Hope. So it should almost be at that frame of Revenge of the Sith. But what I think it is Vader not just going into a suit, obviously, because they show half his arm going into a cybernetic. But I think it's going to be his new and different suit. Because if you go back to the comics and other books, Vader had, or Vader was kind of envious of Darth Malgus, who was a Sith Lord from the Old Republic and one of the few Sith that had the cybernetic enhancements. And he was extremely fucking powerful. At that time, he made Vader look like Pee Wee Herman. So, yeah, really. And
who you are, but what am I?
And Vader envied him. So that's what I'm interested in seeing, is which variation of a Vader suit is this going to be? And how is this actually going to take place? Will Kenobi see him being put together?
I'm interested in seeing that duel, because I always assume in A New Hope they talk about all this, you know, basically nice to see you again, that their first, the Revenge of the Sith was that time, and then boom, New Hope, or whenever he, it was New Hope, the regular Star Wars, where he basically, you know, becomes, disintegrates or whatever. To know that there's going to be another interaction in a way, that is going to be very interesting. And how is that going to play out? And how are the people going to fucking receive it? Because, you know, you can't please everybody. Everybody's got to complain about something. And
right. And I know I'll probably have something to bitch about, but that's only only because I may a tiny drop, I may care, that's why. But it's bad when the only good thing coming out is Kenobi. And that's at the end of the month. Yes, we know Mandalorian, the second part of the Boba Fett show is going to be coming out soon as well.
Yeah.
What lengths are they going to go to ruin that now? I'm sure people are going to be wondering. It's just not an exciting time to enjoy Star Wars right now, unless you really go back to old school shit, such as
the original trilogy,
OG Star Wars Clone Wars, the first clip set of series on Cartoon Network before, like you said, the 3D Clone Wars.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic fucking story. Fantastic. And a lot of people have not seen it.
I remember it when it was, when it came out. I remember seeing, it had to have been about 2000, between the last two films, but 2002 maybe, or 2003, because it had to have come out after the release of the second film.
I think between 02 and 05 sometime it came out. I think it used to come out in 15-minute segments, like once or twice a week.
Oh, wow. So it was real kind of quick. It had that Samurai Jack look, animated look. And then what was it? Clone High. That old school Adult Swim, Cartoon Network stuff. Speaking about tweets, I quoted a tweet and it said, basically give your two best Star Wars films and your two best and two worst Star Wars films. And I listed as the two best, Empire Strikes Back and then Rogue One, because I'm including that as one of the Star Wars, because it is a Star Wars film.
Same with me.
And I'm not saying Empire, because that's what a lot of people would say.
A good fucking film.
From Clark said, and it applies so perfectly, because you as an audience member, you're rooting for the good guy. Well, the good guy didn't win. Hence the title. Right. Hence the fucking title.
And you got Vader being Vader.
Yes. And then Rogue One was just chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Obviously the worst ones were covered in the episode 5.1, 5.2 of my podcast. We had Phantom Menace and The Last Jedi. Now, I was torn between The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker only because I'd seen Last Jedi more than once. I only saw Rise of Skywalker when it came out in theaters. I really haven't gone back to see it, which I should. And since I'm trying to just to watch it. I had this conversation with my girl. I told her, first of all, my chick hasn't seen a lot of movies, which I need to start putting her ass on some Pop In My Movie Cherries, because there's a whole plethora of films she has never seen. She says she's never seen any Star Wars because in her opinion, it's all pew, 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 pew. Yet she sits there and watches Harry Potter and all the same shit is going on. It's all pew, 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 pow, 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 pow. But what? Yeah. With British accents. And she
right.
She hasn't even seen Hook, bro. Robin Williams, Dustin Hoffman, classic. Rufio.
That you gotta see.
Thank you. So be on the lookout for those episodes coming soon, maybe within the year. but
nah, you gotta.
I'm planning a whole from. Should I? This is what I'm getting at. Should I start with episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And then episode 1, or classic New Hope first trilogy, then back.
No, because it'll confuse the hell out of her if she's not that interested. Trust me, I went through the same thing with my ex. Watch it in the order and just explain. These were made on these years. This was made these years. But this is no
kind of speaks for itself. Yeah.
Right. And it was much more pleasant that
she won't even watch Sin City because it's in black and white.
Oh, that was a great fucking movie.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jessica Alba.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Why would you make her the Invisible Woman?
As far as Star Wars, I would have made it Rise of Skywalker and what was the first movie in the trilogy?
Phantom Menace. No, episode one was Phantom Menace. Oh, and that really, Awakens. Yeah.
On Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker.
And so you would. You enjoyed The Last Jedi?
No.
But the Force, those two.
Yeah. Actually, no. I'll just say fuck it. Rise of Skywalker. No. What was the Force Awakens?
Force Awakens.
And then the other one after that.
Last Jedi.
Yeah. I'll make those the two worst.
And what about the two best? Well, I think you said that already. We said Empire. Agree
with what you said. Empire, yeah. And then Rogue One.
That's right.
For me. Both tell what the Star Wars story should be. And then, watch Revenge of the Sith and Menace and Attack of the Clones.
As a Star Wars fan, and obviously a fan of comedy, I'm assuming. Do you think there was a missed opportunity to expand the Spaceballs franchise in any way?
Yeah. They should have done more with that. And ride.
Not at the time, but like thinking of, when they came out with the new trilogy, Spaceballs episode one kind of deal or something.
They should have rode the piggyback on that Star Wars horse.
Yeah.
They should have.
Spaceballs is hilarious. Yeah.
It was.
Didn't they come out with a cartoon version of some sort or something?
Yes, they did.
That's right.
Saturday mornings.
10 a.m.
It was great to be. It was great.
You didn't have no.
It was great.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about no bills.
No, nothing. Wake up. You have your friends with you in the morning. You
don't piss off pops.
Watching TV, and you go, and after that, you watch wrestling, and you go outside and play basketball or play wrestle or play tag or fight other kids. Or it was good.
Yeah. Those were the days.
You go to the sandwich store on the corner and you tell him make a sandwich, if not your uncle's gonna send people in to break his fucking legs. Yeah, those were good times.
And that's East Coast shit, bro. You didn't have no sandwich stores around the corner in South Texas. You had taquerias, and
it's the experience.
Hey, my aunt's making tamales. What the fuck are we here? Let's go.
Yeah, so there you go. And he just got to say, hey, if you don't make me those tamales the right way, my uncle's going to send somebody here. We're going to shove your face in the fucking deep fryer.
God damn. Is your uncle a cartel member or a mafia member? What the fuck is going on? Oh, my uncle. Oh man, this guy just killed my aunt because her tamales were stale.
Like, Joey, ooh. I've known people that have done things like that for much less. It's not fun.
Can a Chef Boyardee?
You're like 11 years old and you hear a gunshot and then you're talking with your friends playing Whose Brains Are That by the phone booth.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We're going down a dark tunnel here.
Joe, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, where those, but those aren't brains. Those are deer brains. Those are from, you know, your thiels and your cousins that were hunting last night.
These were brains they were poaching. Of people that did stupid shit and then they got caught. Yeah.
All righty then. Well, may the fourth be with you and also with you. In nome del Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo. Amen.
Ibidi bobbidi be bobbidi booey.
Any last words to the millions and millions, minus 2 million listeners out there in extra butterland?
Yeah, Star Wars should be fun. Watch what you enjoy. That's the main gist of it. But years ago, go on YouTube. Go look for the past celebration streams that they had. It was so much fun. It was great to be a Star Wars fan. Now he got hardly fucking anything. Go look up old canon. Go watch things, Old Republic, old Clone Wars.
I'd like to see some kind of like gang fight between Trekkies and Star Wars heads.
Star Wars heads.
You know, like fanboy, you know, like a fanboy, how he has that piece of Trekkie memorabilia so he can talk shit to the Trekkies that come into the store.
That's how I am with some facets of Star Wars and Old Republic and other Sith Lords or other Old Republic Jedi.
I'd like to
hear a lot more in the Star Wars world other than
Skywalker.
Right. There's a lot. Like I mentioned, Darth Malgus. There's Darth Bane. There's Darth Malak. There's Revan. You know, those three alone are 50 times better than Vader.
There's Darth Brooks.
Darth Brooks.
Yeah. I was going to say Darth and Dunn, but that's Brooks and Dunn, but I can't tie that shit together. So that joke fell. Good thing I didn't do open mic last night.
Yeah.
So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been What's Poppin' on the Extra Butter Feed, only on Shut Up and Refill My Popcorn, the Extra Butter Feed Saga. Trying to remember how I fucking sign out. Anyways, with that being said,
Nanu.
There you go. Nanu, Nanu. I was trying to do something Star Wars-y, but it's like Nanu, Nanu is classic because that's old Mork and Mindy.
May the fourth be with you.
And also with you.
Luke, I am not, I am your father.
This is not getting edited. This should have been alive. It is what it is. Extra butter is just that. So Nanu Nanu, please have a good night.
Take care, everyone.
Drink your margaritas tomorrow.
And peace. Horchata. Don't be a fake Mexican.
Horchata. Not horchata. Horchata. That's the type of shit you go.
Yeah.
A milkshake brings us. I'm going to start just doing random shit. I already fucking ended with my sign off. I'm just going to fucking do the humming. Okay. Kryptonite, baby. Got that kryptonite in me.
That's okay. You do you.
And also with you.